15 churches of Episcopal denomination, as well as many others of Catholic and Pentecostal Christian denominations, are all abandoned. This is almost in the whole area of former Western Equatorial State. Almost everyone here is a Christian. Remote churches are mostly affected. Simon Akumbakindi fled from his birth village of Bazungwa. Like many others, his small village church has nothing much to remind him of, except the empty building that is still standing. Simon is one of the few civilians that fled later when everyone else had left. The situation in his region has deteriorated before his own eyes, and he has observed it all.
It started since 2016. We managed by 2017 to go back, but the situation is coming from bad to worse. During the daytime we are okay, but during the night you can see by next tomorrow that Mr. X have lost his life.
Simon knew he could be next to getting killed if he remained in his village any longer. Like the rest, he too sought safety at Chimbiro All Saints Cathedral Church of the Anglican denomination. The church is one of the oldest and biggest in the region. Only big churches like this one here are still surviving the attacks. Such big churches, however, have become more of settlements for internal displaced persons than serving their primary purpose. Simon is now the settlement manager here. He is responsible for thousands of households that come from Bazungwa, his village. The church is currently under threat from IDPs as the new influx continue to arrive in big numbers every day. The church reverend Tito Taban is serving as Western Equatoria Internal Province Secretary for Anglican Church, a department created recently, explains.
So the total number we register and identify whom left their home, Saura, is 1,708 households. Makpara, 1,056. And then Bazungwa and the Bunga Supayams, located at Chimbiro, household are 1,294. Total of 4,058 households.
The future of the church and the Christianity in general in the war-torn country appears miserable, especially at a point when ceasefire agreement has been violated frequently. South Sudan returned to civil war shortly after splitting from Sudan during 2011 referendum. Nearly 5 years on, the violent conflict is virtually still on, leaving millions displaced from their homes. Oliver Charles, CBN, Inyambio.